added players back from last year, Heather.
Correct. We brought three sophomores that returned. And of those three, I had Taylor Hutchinson from Onsted, who didn't come in until more like January due to an injury. And she, as soon as she came back, made an immediate impact. She was one of our main shooting guards and definitely just stepped right in and fulfilled that role. And again, she's doing the same thing. She's definitely a shooter.
So just a couple sophomores, so you got a pretty fresh group here, right?
10 freshmen, 3 sophomores. The other 2 sophomores, Marissa Shaw, who comes to us from Pittsford High School. She's a 2-time state champion point guard, and they were runners-up 1 year. And Briera Burton, who comes to us from Saginaw Bridgeport High School. And all guards is what I brought back, which we were lacking size last year and strength a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have 3 guards that are returning and brought in a lot more bigger body girls and stronger all-around players. So I think we should be very competitive this year.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we traveled to Chicago over the weekend and played in a scrimmage for a JUCO Jamboree showcase to get some of the girls some exposure to some Division I, Division II, Division III coaches that were in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And we were pleased with how we showed up. I, as you know, just brought Chris Johnson on as a new assistant.
Yeah.
And he literally, you know, showed up to practice on Tuesday, and we shipped him with us to Chicago on Friday. And he even stated he was a little concerned going into Chicago, but the girls definitely showed up and could play. So we definitely see where we need to work and improve. But overall, we have a great core group of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the freshmen we added to them are some high-quality players that I think will make an immediate impact.
Who are those key players, Heather?
Key players. Right now, you know, we've mixed up our lineup quite a bit. And we are figuring out which role people are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Local girls, Madison Montgomery comes to us from Leslie High School. She's a Jackson girl. She impressed us this weekend. Tough competitor down low. Defensively, she's solid. And she's one of those strong players that we really needed to get in that are able to bang down low a little bit and take some of that contact. We also have brought in other local girls, I guess. Waldron, Michigan, Taylor Long, another post player. I have another post player that's a little undersized but comes to us from Mott High in Warren, Michigan. More size, and Talia Jones out of Detroit Cody High School. Again, more size. After that, I sprinkle in a little bit of more shooting guards. Daylin Marilot from Morenci. She was an all-state selection. She put up 1,600 points in her high school career. Great student, tough competitor. I have a Leah Clough from Corona High School. I guess it's Corona. I have to make sure I say that right.
Oh, yeah.
And her defensive skills are coming along. That's pretty much what I recruited her for. I needed more defensive-minded players, and we can add into the offense, and she is definitely improving every day. Jordan Lloyd comes to us from Athens High School, another shooting guard, played point guard down there in Athens. Granier Pace from East Akron, Ohio. She's our actual only out-of-stater. She's a little point guard from East Akron High School. Alexis Thompson from East English Village in Detroit. She's a 6-foot forward guard. She's got a lot of finesse moves. We just have to get her a little more structured, and I think she has some potential. And I'm looking at my list, and Paige Saunders, Saginaw Arthur Hill High School. I've had several guards, forwards from Saginaw, Arthur Hill, very athletic guard, quick step. We had a team competition, and she wins for quickest. So we're going to see how her dynamic is as she improves and adds a little more defensive and offensive skill to her game.
Heather, what's more important in that league, a little size or maybe a little better shooting?
I'd say a little bit of both. You have to have shooters that can shoot, we're going to be preaching defense this year. I think our defense needs to improve. But size, you can't get away. Last year we finished the best that we finished in the in the years that I've started. We finished fourth overall in the conference play and got our first playoff home bid, which was a great success. What we lacked was size overall. And when I say size, I'm talking girth that can take those hits down low and aren't afraid of contact.
Right.
And I think we have a good dynamic that we've added to the team this year. So I'm looking forward to how they mesh as a team and how they gel and as we move forward, just to see who's going to, you know, fill different roles for us.
Well, Chris is a real good coach. I'll say intense.
You what?
I'll say intense.
Well, yes, and I will say he brings a whole new dynamic. He's the first assistant I have that I've worked with ever, a male, to have as an assistant. And let me tell you, I explained to him what I wanted when I interviewed him. He passed all of the steps to getting approved through Jackson College, and he brings a whole new dynamic, and I'm just happy he's steps right in, and he's ready to go, and he's not afraid to tell me what he thinks, and that's what you need for us to have a successful program. It's never about just me. I'll take all the info I can get, and we'll work from that. So I'm very happy to have him on our staff.
Now, Heather, are these all doubleheaders with the men?
So as soon as we start conference play in January, that's when we start all our conference doubleheaders.
Okay.
We do have some doubleheaders with the men's team for some of the games, but not all. So it just depends where we are with which team it is. But we can definitely make sure you get those schedules, because we do try to schedule all of our home games as doubleheaders.
I'm looking at your schedule right now, and it looks like you have December off.
We have three games in December.
Oh, I've got one game in December, Sinclair.
I'll have to double check and make sure you have the most up to date roster, because that we do not. We have like a game, one game a week in December.
Well, I wondered about that. Okay. So I probably have not a completed calendar. Biggest rival, Lansing?
You know, I would say it used to be, but we're going to be facing Lake Michigan College, who actually went to the national tournament last year that's in our conference, and they actually were ranked 14th in the preseason polls. So that is probably going to be one of the most competitive games, I would say, on our conference side. But Lansing, we always get a good turnout. The gym's usually pretty full between the men's and women's games. So, yeah, it could be an interesting dynamic to see how that plays off. But this year, I think Lake Michigan being ranked 14th is going to have a nice little target on their back, and the girls, I'm sure, are going to show up with a little chip on their shoulder with that game.
new men's coach, some excitement over there.
Correct. Yes. So we call him Coach K, but Josh Kaczynski comes from Mesa, Arizona, and his assistant he brought as well comes from Arizona. And changing the culture of the program, and I'm liking what I see so far. And he's easy to work with, so it's been a good transition. I did a lot of their scheduling, helping to get that organized preseason, but he's added more. That's why when I say we play doubleheaders, it's kind of, we have some different teams that we played preseason that he added on after the fact when he got here.
So now my schedule says your first home game is Wednesday the 13th against Henry Ford. Is that good or no?
So our actual first home game is November the 6th. We open up against Schoolcraft at 5:30.
There you go. I've got to get an updated pocket schedule here.
I will get that to you. And actually the following week is Henry Ford.
Okay.
So, and then after that, we're going to have Owens Community College here on Saturday the 16th. We travel to Albion College on November the 19th. So, yeah, and in December, we play on the 5th, the 14th, and the 21st.
Okay, and you got a stretch of four straight home games there in November. So chance for fans to get out and take a look-see. How the crowd's been?
You know, we have days that it's up and down. It just depends. Wednesdays usually are pretty solid because we get a lot of the students that come on campus, come on over to support.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually pretty nice when you get the student crowd involved a little bit. And we got to work on the jet station there to get those kids fired up when we play. So we love having fans in the stands.
Did you get any technical fouls last year, Heather?
Last year, I did not get a technical foul.
There you go. Wow.
Yep, no technical fouls. You have to keep those officials kind of on your side a little bit. It usually tends to pay off later.
So Friday, November 1st, they'll be at Mott Community College. Now, that's always been a great program.
Always. Men's and women's program have always been solid up at Mott.
Yeah, they know how to recruit up there.
Correct. And they also have, last year, Mott's women's team made it to the playoffs and actually went to Grand Rapids. So they finished second in their conference last year. So they did very well last year.
Okay.
And she has a lot of returning players that came back.
Heather Brown, she's the coach at Jackson College. Heather, good luck. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, and I will make sure to get you an up-to-date schedule.
Thanks. Thank you. Good luck.
All right, have a great day.